Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatric consultation for Comprehensive Counseling Center, PC. Date of elevation for, there are only 8 patients. The date of elevation for all this patient is November 20th, 2023. The first patient is Kathleen, K-A-T-Y-L-Y-N, Carlesimo, C-R-L-E-S-I-M-O. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Her date of elevation is 11/20/2027. Again, you can write for all this patient. That patient was seen by telehealth. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subject to agita. Katie described that she has been doing much better. She can focus better. She has been productive. No distraction. She can concentrate at work. And she does not get tired working at home and also going to work. She denies any depression, any problem with the sleep or appetite. She has been taking care of her younger kids. Period. She described the medication has been helping her. She was alert, oriented, her mood was present, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought process organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion, risk, benefit, side effect, pain assessment, attention deficit disorder, symptomatically stable, plan continue withdrawal, 10 mg in the morning, 10 mg at noon, 60 days medication was ordered. I also requested that patient, she can get a refill for the next month as I will be on vacation. End of dictation. Next relation, Ipkip Niemann, K-I-P-N-I-E-M-A-N. His date of birth is 12/16/1988. Telephone number is 586-260-0940. Date of relation is 11/20/2023. Subject to agita. Patient was seen via telehealth, consented for telehealth appointment. Mr. Niemann was at work. He is completing PhD in chemistry and described that he is very busy all day long. Although he denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, but it appears that sometimes he gets sad and depressed. He is also seen by a therapist who recommended that new antidepressants should be tried. Yet he described currently he is in a busy schedule. He does not want to change any medication and will be continued on Wellbutrin, Excel 300 mg daily, Prozac 60 mg daily, and Clonopin 0.5 mg at bedtime. He was alert, oriented, his mood was present, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He is able to focus and compliance with the treatment. No side effect was reported. Risk benefit side effect as explained. Patient was provided support, also appreciate his constant involvement in the work studies. Able to focus without any having distraction. His motivation and consistent compliance is appreciable. After completing this program, he is looking for a job and he has applied several places, but he has not yet decided which area he want to go. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, history, possible ADD, plan. Will try stimulant, monitor the response. Patient does not want to try this problem at this medication at this time. Prognosis guarded. Next patient is on Florence Reyes, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E, Reyes, R-A-Y-O-S. Her date of birth is 8/11/1962. Date of elevation is 11/20/2023. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Subject to agita. Florence was seen via telehealth. She he has given consent for the treatment, peer, consent for this appointment. Florence described that she was started on dialysis since November 2nd, 2023. She was hospitalized a week before. As her hemoglobin dropped to 7, she received a blood transfusion and also get intravenous iron. She describes she is feeling better, but she is continuing with the treatment. I provided support and also help her to develop coping skill to deal with this situation. Pediatric patient has history of chronic kidney disease. Pediatric has undergone bilateral mastectomy, has been hyperparathyroidism, and has been going to kidney failure, and she is waiting for kidney replacement. Patient is cooperative, appropriate, attentive. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Patient has been compliance with the medications and the treatment. Yet, I further explained that see, I will be out for a month on vacation, and see, I will give a refill. However, if she develop any side effect or any problem, she can call the office and other psychiatrists can take care of her. So we see agreed. Patient, assessed bipolar mood disorder, depressed, making positive improvement, and continue on trileptal 300 mg at bedtime, olanzapine 10 mg at bedtime, zolofan 100 mg daily, 30-day supply was ordered with one refill, continue with the supportive care and the plan. This is an adaptation. Patient, next question on Gary Kolkowski, K-O-L-A-K-O-W-S-K-I. His date of birth is 10/23/1965. Telephone number 313-220-1067. Subject, patient was seen via doxy. Patient has given a consent for telehealth appointment. Gary was cooperative, pleasant, appropriate, described that he is feeling better, is not as depressed or anxious. Right now, his medication part has been stable. He has been seen a pain management who has given methadone 10 mg 3 times a day, but he take only 1 or 2 tablets. He does not want more medication. Also, he is taking Vicodin. He told the physician that he wants only 1 time a day. Patient has been on CPAP, also getting the spinal stimulator. He has history of dysautonomia, period, with the sinus tachycardia, with chronic back pain, and undergone laminectomy and other surgery. He described that he has bad pain and number of medical issues, but he claimed with the current medication he is feeling really better and more calmer. He also tried to develop self-control, not to difficulty bothers him, and looking positive about it. Patient has been taking Wellbutrin XL 50 mg per 24 hour. He described the medication has been helping him and he does not want to increase the doses. He was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, effect was appropriate, his speech was clear, there was no suicidal homicidal thought, no symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Patient has been compliant with treatment and has been making positive improvement. Assessment, major depressive disorder, chronic back pain, dysautonomia, spinal cord stimulator. I have prescribed bupropion 150 milligrams once a day. A 90 days prescription were ordered. Risk, benefit, side effect, SPS. Patient has been compliance with the treatment and has been stable on treatment. Next relation are David Gardner, DAVID GARDNER. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Date of relation is 11/20/2023. Date of birth is 6/8/1978. Subject manager. Patient has given a consent for telehealth appointment. Mr. Gardner described that he is doing all right. There is not much change. He has been feeling good, sleeping good, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts. He has been compliant with the medications treatment. He described right now his business is low, therefore he has more time to spend at home. Patient was alert and oriented. His mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. His speech was clear. Thought process organized. There was no irritability, agitation. Judgment sight has improved. Yet, patient has been consistent with the compliance and fairly stable. Yet, I explained him the risk, benefit, and side effect. Patient denies any suicidal thoughts or any not talking about paranoid delusion or any hallucinations. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness, risk, benefit, side effect was discussed. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, plant continued Tegretol XR 200 mg BID, Seroquel 25 in the morning, 200 mg at bedtime, fluphenazine 5 mg at bedtime, cogentin 1 mg at bedtime, a 30-day medication was added with one refill. Patient was explained about vacation. And he will be, I will be seeing in January. Prognosis garden. Next patient is Denise Nealon, DENNISNEYLON. Denise Nealon, DENNISNEYLON. His date of birth is 02-25-1956. Date of service is 11-20-2023. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Subject is Ajita. Mr. Nealon described that he has been doing good. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient consented for telehealth appointment. Denise in a good mood, pleasant effect, described that he has been doing good, except this afternoon he has to go to the court as he got a court order. To watch because of some confusion over the selling of the car. He described otherwise he's feeling good, sleeping good, eating good, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusions. He has been compliant with the treatment. Patient claimed that he has been, otherwise he is doing great with the medication. Patient risk benefit side effect as planned. Patient provided support, redirection, and help him to develop coping skills. He is also has been in hypertension and osteoarthritis, for which he is taking medication from his primary physician. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, osteoarthritis, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, continued Depakote 500 mg BID, Cymbalta 30 mg daily, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg in the morning, Trazodone 50 mg daily, a 30-day supply of the medications order with one refill, prognosis guided. Next solution is on is Tony Cipher, STONECIPHER, Catherine CATHERINE. Her date of birth is 3/21/1990. Telephone number is 313-391-1214. Subjective patient was seen via doxy. She has given a telehealth appointment, consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective agita. Catherine described that she has been, Catherine is a 33-year-old, single Caucasian female, mother of a 2-year-old boy, seen via telehealth, described that she has been undergoing a lot of stress, as her father has a massive heart attack and she overwhelmed the situation, and she wants if she can get some more doses of Klonopin, as she sometimes she need to get stability. Considering risk and benefit, I will give 15 tablets and explain that it is not the question of Klonopin. I do not want that she should be develop again dependency, which is very hard to wean her out. Yet to be seen, this is not going to misuse. Patient denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination, often getting panicky under stress, but taking care of her activity of daily living, taking care of baby, denies any recent use of alcohol or drugs. She has compliance with treatment. patient Aflexa 40 mg daily, olanzapine 5 mg daily, lamictal 150 mg daily, and trazodone 100 mg daily, clonazepine 1/2 mg, she was using on a PRN basis. She does not want to take on benzodiazepine. There was no involuntary movement. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was pleasant. Speech was clear. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. Patient has been compliant with the treatment. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, past history of substance abuse, history of panic attacks off and on. Plan, I have reviewed the prescription of sitagliptin 40 mg daily, olanzapine 5 mg daily, lamictal 150 mg daily, discontinue benzatropine, trazodone 100 mg daily, and 30-day supply was ordered with one refill, and clonazepine 1/2 mg PRN 15 tablet was given. Risk benefit side effect explained. For appointment will be given in January, as I explained her about my absence during this period, to which she agreed. End of dictation. Last evaluation is on Morkin, M-O-R-K-I-N, Patricia. Her date of birth is 8-7-19-1958. Telephone number is 248-514-1592. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Date of evaluation is November 20, 2023. Subjective agita. Patricia is 65-year-old, Caucasian female, who was in a pleasant mood, brighter affect. Describes she has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good. She is involved taking care of her granddaughter and also with her daughter. She describes since she is busy and she has been participating in all the activities. Patient was alert, oriented, pleasant, cooperative. Describes since she has been taking medication, she does not have any panic attack and medication has been helping. She is on Cymbalta 20 mg daily and clonazepine she take 1/2 mg PRN basis. Patient was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought process recognized. There was no suicidal mental thoughts, denial any hallucinations or any paranoid illusion. Patient was provided support, encouragement, and also appreciate about her coping skill to deal with the situation by involving her sub social activities and avoid loneliness period. There was no side effect of the medication. P has compliance regularly with the appointment and medication. Assessment, major depressive disorder, chronic, symptomatic, stable in panic attack. Plan will give prescription for Cymbalta 20 mg daily and clonazepine 1/2 mg 30 tablets with one refill. Continue the LT orientation supportive therapy. This is the end of dictation. I am Dr. Rastogi, and please appreciate your help in this matter and enjoy your Thanksgiving. Please fax me at 248-828-9712. Bye.